Today we're going to take a classic Amen-style breakbeat and give it that rag-infused jungle chaos, using Ableton Live 12 in a way that feels human, pushed, and alive. Now, the goal here is not to polish the break until it sounds perfect. Honestly, we want the opposite. We want movement. We want grime. We want a little instability. Because that's what makes jungle and ragged NB feel so exciting. The whole point is to make the loop feel like a real performance instead of a gridlocked pattern. So let's get into it. First, open Ableton Live 12 and load an Amen break sample onto an audio track, or drop it straight into Sampler. If you want the easiest beginner workflow, right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That's a great move because it gives you separate pads for the different hits, so you can control the kick, snare, ghost notes, and hats individually. A quick starting point. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a really solid classic DNB and jungle range, and it gives the break that fast, urgent energy right away. Once the break is loaded, build a simple two-bar pattern first. Don't get fancy too fast. Put in the main kick, the main snare, a few ghost notes, and maybe a couple of hat hits for motion. If you're working with audio instead of MIDI slices, just duplicate the clip and rearrange or trim it into two-bar or one-bar sections. The key thing is to get the core groove working before you start humanizing it. And that's an important teacher tip. If the pattern itself doesn't groove, automation won't magically save it. The foundation has to feel good first. Next, we're going to shape the velocity, because this is one of the biggest reasons a break feels alive. Open the MIDI clip and look at the velocity lane at the bottom. Then start varying the values. Keep the main snare strong, somewhere around 110 to 127. Put ghost snares much lower, around 25 to 60. Kicks can sit in a medium-high range, maybe 90 to 120. Hats and little chops should usually be lighter, often 20 to 70. What this does is create contrast. Real breaks are never perfectly even, and that unevenness is exactly what gives jungle that forward motion. The ghost notes and shuffled hats are especially important here, because they make the rhythm feel like it's rolling and breathing instead of just repeating. Also, try not to leave the velocities identical every two bars. Even tiny changes over time help keep the break from sounding looped and robotic. Now let's move into automation, because this is where the break starts to feel like it's performing. Press A in Ableton to show the automation lanes. We're going to use a few simple stock devices to create motion. First, add auto filter to the break track. Start with a low pass filter, maybe with a cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz, and keep the resonance fairly low to moderate. Then automate the cutoff slowly across 8 bars. You can darken the break slightly in the first couple of bars, open it up as the section develops, dip it again before the drop, and then open it hard into the next phrase. This works really well in jungle because it makes the break feel like it's responding to the arrangement. It's a subtle thing, but it adds a lot of energy. Think of it like the drummer leaning into the groove a little more as the track builds. Next, add a utility after the break or on the group channel. Utility is perfect for small volume rides. You can dip the break by 1 to 3 dB before a vocal chop or bass answer, then bring it back up when the drop or response hits. That push and pull is really effective in ragged ENB, because it creates space for the vocal and the bass to answer each other. Then try a saturator on the break group. Start with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Make sure you compensate the output so the break doesn't just get louder, it actually gets dirtier. Now automate the drive slightly. Keep it lower in sparse sections, higher in denser sections, and maybe push it a bit harder right before a snare fill. That gives the break a rude, analog-style attitude without flattening the whole thing. And that's the balance to aim for. Rude, not smashed. Now let's talk about timing, because a humanized break shouldn't be perfectly rigid. If you're using MIDI slices, gently nudge some ghost notes a touch late and maybe push a few hat hits slightly ahead. Keep the main snare strong and stable, because that's often the anchor of the groove. If you're working with audio, use warp carefully. Beats mode is usually great for punchy drum slicing. Complex Pro can work if you really need it, but it can soften the break, so use it cautiously. If you do move warp markers, do it very slightly. We want controlled imperfection, not random chaos. Another very useful tool here is the groove pool. Open it up and drag in a subtle groove preset, maybe something with an MPC-style swing feel. Apply it lightly to the break clip. Keep the timing amount modest, maybe around 10 to 30%, with only a little velocity variation. You want the break to shuffle, not stumble. That's a big one in drum and bass. Too much swing can make the groove feel lazy. The break should still drive forward, even when it's got some human looseness. Now we'll shape the break over the arrangement, not just inside the loop. Think in phrases, not just bars. For example, over 8 bars, you might keep the break filtered and lighter at the start. Open it up in the middle, bring in fuller energy by bars 5 and 6, and then add a small filler-filter rise in bars 7 and 8 to lead into the next section. A classic jungle move is to briefly automate the filter open, lift a reverb send or delay send for just a moment, dip the volume a touch on the last beat, and then slam back in. That kind of punctuation makes the next section feel much bigger. If you want more hands-on control, group your break and put it into an audio effect rack. Then assign a few useful macros, one for filter cutoff, one for saturator drive, one for utility gain, one for reverb send, and maybe one for drum bus drive. The nice thing about this is that you can automate a single macro and control multiple elements at once, which is super handy for beginners and really fast for arranging. Speaking of drum bus, that's another great device for adding weight. Try it gently on the break group. Keep drive subtle, maybe around 5 to 15%, and be careful with the boom, especially at high tempos. A little crunch and a bit of transient can help the break snap harder. You can also automate drive or transient in build-ups, then ease them back in breakdowns. Now, one of the most important things in rag-infused chaos is making room for the vocal and the bass. The break and the bass should feel like they're talking to each other, not fighting. Leave some space for vocal chops. Automate the break slightly down when the bass phrase answers, then bring it back up on the snare. Use EQ8 if you need to carve out some space, and utility if you want to control width or gain. If the kick and snare stay punchy, the whole track stays readable. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make every hit different. Humanizing is not the same as randomizing. If everything moves all the time, the groove loses its anchor. Usually the snare is the thing you want to keep the most stable. Second, don't overswing the loop. Third, don't crush the break with too much saturation or you'll lose the snap and detail. And fourth, don't automate too fast. Slow musical movement usually sounds way better than constant tiny wiggles. Here are a few extra pro-style ideas you can try as you get comfortable. Use a darker filter in the intro and open it into the drop. Add a little reverb only to selected ghost snares. Layer a second break quietly underneath for texture. If you want more attitude, try drum bus before EQ, then clean up the mud afterward. And if the break has too much low-end rumble, high-pass it carefully, so the kick and sub can breathe. You can also create a really nasty madness section by increasing saturation, opening the filter, raising the ghost note slightly, and throwing in a short delay or reverb hit on the last snare of the bar. That's a very effective jungle trick, because it feels wild without losing the structure. If you want a quick practice exercise, try this in a fresh 8-bar loop. Build a 2-bar immense style pattern. Lower the ghost notes in velocity. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff slowly across the full 8 bars. Use utility to dip the break by 1 or 2 dB before bar 5. Add saturator and increase the drive slightly into bar 8. Then play it with a bass line and listen for whether the groove breathes. And that's really the whole point. A humanized amen break in Ableton Live 12 should not sound perfect. It should feel played. It should lurch, shuffle, breathe and react to the track around it. Use velocity for life, automation for movement, a little groove for swing and subtle timing imperfections for character. Keep the snare dependable, let the bass and vocals have space, and think in phrases instead of just looping endlessly. If you do that, you'll get that ragga jungle energy fast, raw, shifting, and full of attitude.